Breakthrough.
You are now listening to Breakthrough News. It's 5 p.m. You're listening to Breakthrough News, and this is The Punch Out. We're following the news all day so you don't have to, giving you everything you need to know about what's in the headlines and what should be. And yes, we are back with you here on The Punch Out 2/4/2021. It's Thursday, so we are here with you at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we always are on The Punch Out. But also, don't forget, at 8 p.m. tonight, The Freedom Side, of which myself, Eugene Perrier, is also the host, got a great show for you later tonight here on at BT Newsroom there on The Freedom Side, 8 p.m. This is The Punch Out, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Plenty of good things for you here on this Thursday, the 4th. We're going to be talking about record spending by lobbyists in the United States in 2020. Maybe no surprise there, but still worth hearing some of the details. We're also going to be talking about how there is poison in quite a bit of baby food. Yes, that's right. Quite a bit of poison in baby food. And both the companies and the government are well aware and just letting it go on. We'll get to that. But before we get to either of those two important stories, we are going to start with what could be a hopeful sign about the end of the war. War in Yemen. And in a relative surprise here today, the National Security Advisor for Joe Biden, President Joe Biden of the United States, Jake Sullivan, stated that the Biden administration plans to end U.S. support for offensive operations in the long-running Saudi-initiated war on Yemen. UAE, of course, also involved in the U.S. and the U.K., backing the whole thing. Biden will also be naming a special envoy designed to help accelerate a diplomatic solution to the conflict. And the toll of this conflict has just been massive. Some saying it's the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. Tens of thousands of dead, perhaps as many as 130,000. 80% of the country's 24 million people now need humanitarian aid, which only trickles in due to Saudi Arabia's blockade policy that is deliberately designed to starve people out. And the Saudi-led air campaign has been directly targeting schools, hospitals, and farms in ways that are designed to make the population itself suffer greatly. And the U.S. role has really been as a major provider of arms in general to Saudi Arabia, also to UAE, and that's just sort of maybe the more passive way they're selling them the weapons that they're using. But more directly, they've been embedded in major elements of the air war. Now, until 2018, they were doing air-to-air refueling, the U.S. was, for the Saudi bombing runs. But now, they just have U.S. officers directly inside the command and control center for the Saudi Air Force playing a role in the targeting of what's going on here. So they're not just helping them, but they're helping them choose these targets. Now, the Biden administration has stated that it's also reviewing the Trump administration's designation of the Houthi movement, whose ascension to the leadership of the country is what caused the Saudis to invade in the first place, that they're looking at the declaration that the Houthi movement is a terrorist organization, which means that they're looking at rolling it back. Now, there are, of course, a lot of loose ends here before this conflict can come to a close. Obviously, the UK, as I mentioned, is a major supporter of Saudi operations, perhaps even more than the US. So there's something for them to fall back on, even with the into US involvement in offensive operations, which, of course, still gives some scope for the US to participate on the side of the Saudis. The outcome is closely tied to regional politics. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have claimed that the Houthi movement is an Iranian proxy. Now, they do have some ties to Iran, but they certainly aren't a proxy. And as 6 years of brutal war have revealed, they have a deep reservoir of support in significant parts of the country. That's why they can't be dislodged, despite the fact that there's been this massive campaign that has truly, truly, truly destroyed people's lives in the millions. But secondly, there are also multiple contending factors here in these zones that are technically controlled by the Saudi-backed government of Yemen, the so-called official government, some say. But all these different factions, they don't see eye to eye. Some are even backed by the UAE against Saudi Arabia and vice versa. There's also Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula that's, you know, also doing their own thing. So there are, it's just a thicket of diplomacy to navigate through here for there to be any sort of sustainable peace. But the key factor is the Saudi unwillingness to stop this brutal war, especially the air war. And they were so unwilling because they were getting total blank check support from the United States and the United Kingdom. So while this is a limited move we don't know exactly what it portends, it's certainly hopeful in a moving in the direction that hopefully will in the war on Yemen, which again is the world's largest humanitarian disaster. The Oversight Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives released a report today detailing that a range of baby foods have high levels of toxic chemicals in them that could cause neurological damage. Yes, that's right. A wide range of baby foods have enough toxic chemicals to cause neurological damage in them, according to a report from the House of Representatives. And the panel was able to examine baby foods produced by Nurture, Inc., Hanes Celestial Group, Inc., Beechnut Nutrition, and Gerber. They also noted that Walmart, Campbell's Soup, and Sprout Organic Food refused to cooperate with the investigation. The report noted that the companies they did study, quote, permit dangerously high levels of toxic heavy metals, and documents reveal that the manufacturers have often sold foods that exceeded those levels, end quote. They noted, for instance, that, quote, in 100% of the Hane baby foods tested, 100%, inorganic arsenic levels were higher in the finished baby food than the company estimated they would be based on individual ingredient testing, end quote. They also noted that in a secret presentation, Hane noticed that it had a policy of testing the ingredients, not the end product, in order to deliberately downplay the amount of toxic chemicals that were in the baby food. Now, apparently, the government, the U.S. government, the FDA, was shown this secret information and took no action. The FDA also failed to finalize guidelines for these dangerous poisons last year, and they also have issued no sort of warning label to alert parents in any way at all that there are known dangers from toxic chemicals that could create neurological disorders. Now, this is known. There's nothing there to warn people that that's in many of these foods. Now, the FDA is claiming they're looking into it now. They say, well, we haven't done as much as we should have been doing, and, you know, whatever. They're claiming that they're going to clean up their act, but it's obviously a scary situation. You know, you put this with the fact that Johnson & Johnson coming out that they knew there was arsenic in the baby powder. The lead crisis that we saw that unfolded after Flint, where millions of people, I mean, young people, infants, babies are being exposed to all sorts of extraordinarily dangerous toxic chemicals from every which direction. The government isn't doing enough to even get on top of this at all or even warn you it's a problem. And of course, the corporations just seeking more profits don't care whether your babies live, die, or have any form trouble, mental or health trouble, whatever it may be, from these poisons that they're putting in there. I mean, it's a shameful, shameful situation. So we'll see what the FDA does here under President Joe Biden, but this is certainly a story to watch. was yet another big year for lobbying in the United States. Although not the record, big corporations poured in the cash in order to get their priorities up at the top of the queue last year. Lobbying totals for 2020 were about $3.5 billion, all told. That's just short of the all-time record set in 2019. Really, the past few years have just been a bonanza for lobbying efforts. As you might imagine, the vast majority of lobbying last year was clustered around the two major aid packages related to the pandemic. No surprise here, the healthcare industry was the top spender of the whole year. They dropped $615 million on lobbying alone. And, you know, it might be interesting for you to know that hospital companies saw record profits last year in large result due to the funds they received in the COVID relief bills to allegedly reimburse them. So obviously that is money well spent there. And of course, the government also spent money that insurance companies didn't have to cover people's COVID costs in certain cases. That's what some of these reimbursements were about anyway. And of course, there are many other pharmaceutical companies that have gotten billions of dollars from the government to develop these vaccines, but many of them, like Moderna, have built their whole company, really, their manufacturing facilities, on the back of this aid. So all told, that $615 million seems like money well spent for the healthcare bosses there. Plenty of profits coming from it. The National Association of Realtors spent $84 million. That's more than any other single organization. And interestingly enough, there were new tax breaks for real estate investors in the CARES Act. Well, I'm sure there was no relationship between those two things, though, right? This is, of course, all par for the course. Nothing new here, but it's just yet another reminder of the ways big money controls politics, from campaign donations to lobbying to super PACs to the AstroTurf activist groups to the fact that it costs millions of dollars to buy any sort of ad or anything that is notable to reach millions of people. Big money just totally encircles and controls and suffocates the entire political sphere, shaping it in the interest of the most powerful. And that's going to do it for us here today on The Punch Out 2/4/2021. Don't forget tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Breakthrough News at BT Newsroom across all your social media platforms. We will be live on the Freedom Side. But that will do it for us here today on The Punch Out. You're on Breakthrough News.